I found a tent with some robots in, open source laser cut robots. Ben Gray is responsible for. You're actually got a little assembly line going on there. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, most places you would come with stock ready assembled, but having been to EMF camp before, I knew no one had looked down on me if I sat soldering stock as I go. So yeah, I brought along a few things to make and sell.
And your company is called?
Mime Industries is a new one, actually. So we've put together two open source laser cut robot companies, Miarm Robotics and MyRobot, which are both companies that have been going for about 2 years running in parallel. So we've decided to put them together and sort of combine forces to take over the world.
And this is thanks to electromagnetic field?
Certainly, yeah. The birth of Miarm, electromagnetic field played a big part in it. I bought 50 kits along 2 years ago, and they sold out in 2 hours. And I quit my job 3 weeks later to do this full time. And yeah, it's been a really fantastic journey.
So how much do you do yourself? There is programming involved because you need to create the software. There are controllers involved. There's PCBs. There's laser cut kits that you then package up and assemble. How much is were you doing yourself?
Every part of that, actually, is something that there's been a lot of learning along the way. Certainly, things like the PCB design, I've done a very small amount of that before. And I've tried to use open tools as much as possible. So for the PCB design, we use things like KiCad, which is it's an open platform for that. The kitting, the manufacture, the running of the lasers, all things we've just sort of mugged along as we've gone. And again, that's been real fun learning that. And now we've got this whole sort of suite of skills. And we're just getting to the stage now where if we are looking to outsource things, we can go to two suppliers with a very powerful position, because we know how much it costs us to build things and we know the techniques they'll use to build them. So it's put us in quite a good place.
And open source is a really big part of this for you. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
A few reasons. The first one is that when I've made the first design of the Miarm, I kind of put it online and didn't want to forget about it, but I put it online and thought that was the end of it. And then the next day someone had built one. In the States, and then more and more people started building them and then started asking me for kits. So if I hadn't open sourced the design, it probably wouldn't have really been anything. As well as that, there's this on the software side of things. Again, coding's not something that I've done a lot of, so I started writing a piece of code to control it, sort of put my work in progress online, and then the next day someone had finished it. And then that person went on and ported the code from, I was working on a platform called Arduino. They ported it to something called, to the Raspberry Pi and a bunch of other things as well. So the fact that it's open source actually has meant that rather than being a sort of a developer team of one, we've probably had a development team of 200 on this over the last 2 years.
Wow. What were you doing before?
So I had, for 5 years before that, I was running a kits and components business, which I'd sort of given up a little while before EMF camp. And then I got a job with another business who was actually involved in the badge design here. And those are the guys that I quit to do this full time with.
Oh, wow. What kind of advice would you give to someone who's thinking of going down the same lines as you, getting their hands dirty with making, with creating, with assembling, with coding, with open source in particular?
I'd say get your hands dirty, start doing it and start testing the waters. I think you can spend an awful lot of time planning to do things, never actually do them. Whereas if you actually start doing them and treat it as an experiment, see what feedback you get from the public first of all, because I mean ultimately if you want to do it for a living, they're going to need to give you money, and if you can't persuade people to do that on a small scale, it's very hard to do it on a large scale. So my advice would be get started making and doing.
So how many people are working with you now you've expanded?
So we've got two full-time employees plus us two directors that also do quite a lot of work, and then I suppose across the world, I mean, we've actually got, there's two other people globally who make their full-time living out of Miarm, for example. There's a guy in the States that came over and helped, and there's a guy in Taiwan who does school workshops. So those guys produce resources full time as well. So I suppose they help, but then there's also probably hundreds of others that just chip in small ways, even if it's just correcting our spelling on our blog posts and things like that.
So the open source community is a part of your workforce as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been very important for us from the start to be an open project, and it continues to be, and will be as we grow.
Brilliant. Where will the main website be with your new company name?
So we've just acquired the domain for mime.co.uk.
Spelt?
M-I-M-E.
Oh, wow. That must have took some bartering.
A little bit, yeah. And you can also find us on mearm.com and myrobot.io.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.